This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're about to be joined by the Aussie Kosick, but first, the latest report from John Bowne.
And this is exactly what we're trying to do, to start this project. We're calling it the Global Viome Project. And a group of us are trying to get this agenda and see if it's actually fundable. See if we can get countries to get behind it, get agencies to get behind it, the private sector to get behind it. And finally, start to discover the total diversity of risky viruses on the planet. A lot of them won't come to anything, but some of them, hopefully, will be the next HIV and will stop them before they happen.
Fauci's right-hand man, Dr. Peter Daszak, sought DARPA's approval to release a deadly COVID virus into the wild. The Fauci-controlled project sought to target humans with, quote, skin-piercing nanoparticles to deliver chimeric weapons.
And did surveillance of bats across southern China. And we've now found, after, you know, 6 or 7 years of doing this, over 100 new SARS-related coronaviruses, very close to SARS. Some of them get into human cells in the lab. Some of them can cause SARS disease in humanized mouse models and are untreatable with therapeutic monoclonals, and you can't vaccinate against them with the vaccine. So these are a clear and present danger.
Why don't we blow the system up? I mean, obviously we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way that we grow vaccines mostly in eggs the way we did in 1947.
In order to make the transition from getting out of the tried and true egg growing, which we know gives us results that can be, you know, beneficial. I mean, we've done well with that, to something that has to be much better. You have to prove that this works, and then you've got to go through all of the clinical trials, phase ones, phase twos, phase three, and then show that this particular product is going to be good over a period of years. That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade.
There's always the potential for bioterror, and we have a major biodefense research and development effort that spans agencies from the NIH to do the basic research to be able to develop better vaccines. The worst bioterrorist is nature itself. Nature is very good at evolving microbes to create problems, much smarter than any terrorist. So what we've tried to do over the years is to use the expertise, the resources, to allow us to respond better to a deliberate affront or attack on us with a microbe of any type, engineered or what have you, to use that knowledge to better prepare us for what we know will happen. Instead of looking at it in two separate silos of biodefense for biological threats that are deliberate and countermeasures for naturally occurring, you should essentially pool the science so that you could do both.
There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point.
I have been told by a lot of people that would have access to classified information, high-level people in the CIA, say, no, we know it's really a global consortium. It's a synthetic nanovirus. And now the Pentagon and DARPA release the smoking gun on Fauci's ass, that he had Daszak come to them and say, we want to create this and secretly release it in China. And they said, are you crazy? The Chinese will nuke us, you maniacs. And you can argue if they succeed, it is the biggest thing in history.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what you give? I'll die in your life.
All right, we're in the second hour of the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday. Simon Boykov joins me now, known as the Aussie Cossack, and he has been arrested. He's been tormented by the Australian law enforcement down there simply for his free speech. You've probably seen some of his videos, him being confronted in his car, him being confronted in his house. He has been arrested, but he has also been released on jail. He joined us now live on the air. Simon, where do you want to start off? You want to talk about your experience with the arrest and everything you went through that process? Do you want to talk about where Australia is at right now as a warning for the world? Where do you want to begin?
Sure. Firstly, thank you very much for having me on the show. It's very important that platforms such as InfoWars allow Aussies to get the word out because we're in a total information blockade. The mainstream media in Australia is censoring any dissent, and it's almost impossible for Australian opposition leaders, Australian journalists who are not mainstream, to get the word out as to what's actually occurring in the country. And what's occurring is a full-blown government fear campaign. There's a medical apartheid in place. Just notably today, this morning, some Australians or the government is celebrating Freedom Day, which is completely misleading. What they've announced is those who are juiced, those who have received the jib, can go out in society, can go to restaurants and so forth. But it's not Freedom Day, really. It's actually dividing those who have agreed to take this unknown substance into their bodies and those who haven't agreed. So it's really a false Freedom Day. It's actually more suited to be called the day of division, the day of medical apartheid. It's
that's we're gonna mandate everybody put a 60-pound ball and around their ankle, and that's Freedom Day. Yay, you're free now. You have a ball and chain around your ankle. You're free.
Exactly right. Exactly right. That's like a prisoner who's been under complete lockdown, and then all of a sudden they give him 3 hours fresh air a day, and he's excited and he's saying that's freedom. So it really is a false freedom. It's part of the government's narrative in coercing the population into submission, and it's a very sad state of affairs in Australia. We've had a lot of pressure from the police. We've actually had police resigning, most notably a senior sergeant from Victoria. Police has resigned amidst a lot of this, and there are police that are not agreeing with the government's instructions to terrorize and demonize the people. In particular, as you mentioned, I was arrested a few days ago, right here in Sydney, during a live stream, in fact. Police stormed into my apartment and they arrested me for a breach of the public health order. Now, this is a very broad charge, but as you can see on the screen now, they arrested me while I was sitting doing a live stream, and they basically arrested me for being outside and breaching the public health order. Now, we have very strict rules in Australia. In Sydney, you can't be more than 5 kilometres from your home. I was within my 5 kilometers. I was at about the 4.7 kilometer distance. I was exercising, which is a legal way to be outside. There's only a few reasons how you can be outside of your home, and one of them is to exercise. And you can see on the map there, the first dot in the red map, in the red circle, is where I live, and the second dot is where I was apprehended. That's well within the 5 kilometer zone. It was a false arrest, and the police actually admit themselves in the fact sheet, in the charge papers, they admit that the real reason for the arrest is that I use my YouTube channel to expose police, to film the police. We call it FTP, which stands for filming the police. And that really outrages the Australian police, that their actions, that their misconduct, the assaults and the intimidation is caught on camera and exposed to the rest of the world. Of course, the local Australian mainstream media will never do, you know, this kind of real reporting. And it's really important for independent journalists to be able to have this ability to live stream, to film the police. You know, it's not illegal to film the police in Australia, so they couldn't charge me with filming the police. That's why they put on this false arrest, this false charge of breaching the public health order. I was arrested, taken into custody, and locked up at Burwood Police Station.
Yeah, clearly just an intimidation factor to try to get you to stop covering the police or the police activity or talking about the lockdowns and everything. I mean, all you've done is be, you know, peaceful and political and just trying to, you know, get the information out more than anything. There have been a lot of big protests. What is the current status of that? I mean, are people still hitting the streets every day? Has it kind of lost momentum? Have enough people been arrested and bullied that they don't want to get involved? What is the status of all the protests that we've been seeing?
So what the police do is they use a tactic called catch and release, you know, or tag and release. Similar to when some, you know, animal conservationists catch a wild animal and then they tag it and they release it to be caught later again. So what the police are doing, they catch people, they put a charge on them, any charge, anything, something small, like charging for not wearing a mask or for being, you know, 1 kilometer, you know, out of bounds, or, you know, something really, really minor, not using a QR code to sign into a cafe, for example. Once they've arrested you for something small, they'll give you bail. But the bail conditions will say, if you breach the public health order again under bail, then you're locked up automatically on remand. And this is how a lot of Australians are being locked up, put into prison, as, you know, being targeted for their political views, for their protest to the government. It's a very sneaky way that the tactic the police are using to lock people up. So currently I'm on bail, and I'm under these conditions that actually say, if I approach a police officer within 100 metres, I'll be arrested and sent to prison. And I don't know how that can be enforceable. I mean, 100 metres, if you know, if a police officer comes within me, so they've basically got me as a hostage in my own home, and it's completely limiting my freedom of movement and freedom of speech and so forth, and it's definitely a targeted political attack. There's no other reason why they would do this, and they're shutting down protest leaders, they're targeting opposition leaders, they're targeting journalists who also have channels, independent media channels. Monica Smith, who was on your show earlier, she's also been the victim of this, and she spent 22 days in jail, and she's just a young lady who heads a group called Reignite Democracy Australia. So anyone who's a freedom fighter, anyone who's speaking up and standing up to government tyranny, effectively paints a target on themselves.
And you've already said that a lot of the police are resigning. How many, though? I mean, obviously there's still enough law enforcement to crack down on the protesters, to show up at your house and other people's house and arrest them. And, I mean, is it going to reach a point where more police officers quit, or is it never going to reach a threshold? Because, I mean, if police officers keep quitting, they won't be able to enforce any of this. They won't have a force left. But do you think that threshold has been crossed? Do you think that there's police that are still on the force that are going to quit in the future? Or is it now to a boil down of, okay, the police that are left enjoy doing this for whatever reason, they're not going to go anywhere?
Well, you see, the people of Australia and people on the social media sphere are talking about Nuremberg 2.0 trials in Australia. And as we know, Nuremberg was in 1946. Where, you know, people who committed war crimes against civilian populations were brought to trial. Now, we in Australia, the civilians, the free civilians, collating information, collecting information, recording these events, filming these events, and we will not forget, you know, at the going down of the sun, who will remember them. The government can pretend to give us a freedom day today, and it's all only temporary, in my opinion, and it's not really a freedom day. It's more like a day of medical discrimination and the day of division, where some people are allowed to, you know, go to the pub and have a beer, and other people are, you know, they're not allowed. It's illegal. They've mandated these health passports now, and they'll be checking those. There's nothing to celebrate in Australia at the moment. The only thing we can look forward to is knowing that one day, hopefully, the people, the politicians that created these tyrannical laws, the politicians that ruined this great country, this lucky country of Australia, which was the best country in the world, they'll be brought before the courts. We've had mass resignations. The Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, resigned last week in a very scandalous manner, being investigated for corruption by the Independent Commission Against Corruption. Her deputy then resigned a few days later.
All right, we got to take a break. We got to take a break here. The Aussie Cossack is with us. He's being politically personal.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With Simon Boykov, the Aussie Cossack, as he's known, politically being persecuted for his free speech, arrested for his free speech, and this is just what you can expect when you want to stand up against tyranny on the planet if we don't have victory now, because there's still room for victory now if we continue to resist. And, you know, I'm wondering what the dynamic is like over there. As we're seeing all kinds of flights canceled here because of people not wanting to take the forced injection, so there's no airline crews, so the flights are getting canceled by the thousands. Is it more of a, where would you say the balance is at as far as Australian citizens are concerned? Is it the vaccinated pressuring the unvaccinated, saying, hey, just take your vaccine so we can get back to normal. Just take your vaccine so you can come to the pub with me. Come on, just submit to the New World Order and everything will be fine. Or do they stand with you and saying, hey, you have a choice to decide what medicine you take, and we support you in that choice. We don't believe that you should be discriminated from society, because if you're unvaccinated in Australia, as you were explaining, you're basically a prisoner in your own country, and you have no rights anymore, even though they declare it Freedom Day.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. The vast majority of Australians who are vaccinated, they stand by the unvaccinated. In supporting their freedom to choice, which is really great to see. A lot of people that have taken the vaccine haven't taken it because they wanted it. They've taken it because they were forced to, because they had no choice, because it was a matter of, basically life or death. They were forced by the government. Basically, they couldn't put food on the table. They would be stood down from work, sacked, unable to visit friends, family, even unable to visit medical facilities. We've heard reports of medical centers, doctors, who refuse to accept patients who do not have a vaccine passport, shopping centers, food outlets, not allowing people in unless they can prove that they've been vaxxed. And there is a small minority of people who are vaccinated who actually have this militant hate towards those who are unvaccinated. And it's very hard to explain. And it's, you know, those people who have exemptions from masks sometimes are on the receiving end of this hate from people who, are obsessed with it's almost like a cult, the vaccine cult. Now they get their first jab, their second jab, now they're going to get their third jab, they're going to get booster shots for the rest of their lives, and they have this anger to those people who haven't submitted to this program, and there's this hate. But generally speaking, in general terms, I think there's a lot of Australians who've taken their first shot, and they've taken it with great regret, and they've got guilt about it. They feel, really uneasy, uncomfortable. You know, they understand that they were forced. And there are situations where the breadwinner of the family, for example, the father or the mother, has taken the shot, but she's protected her children and not given it to them. So it's really a concerning situation. And, of course, now that we have a situation where society is openly divided, where people are not allowed to visit restaurants, cafes, supermarkets without showing proof of the vaccine, we can only expect that things will get worse. And this is not Freedom Day. This is the beginning of a very, very dark and scary time in Australia's history. Now, of course, as we open up society, we all know that COVID will spread. We all know that the vaccine doesn't prevent the spread of COVID, doesn't make people immune, right? So COVID will spread. And as COVID spreads, as the numbers skyrocket in Australia, in New South Wales, in Queensland, in New South Wales and Victoria, in the states of Australia, I predict that the vaccinated and the mainstream media will be fueling this fire, will turn against those, the 20% or so, the minority who have refused the vaccination. And they will be blamed, they'll be victimized, vindicated, and possibly even rounded up, forcefully inoculated, and put into camps. We know that there are big camps being built outside the major cities to house, officially, who knows who they're going to house, but we can suspect that they will be housing political dissidents or those people who disagree with government health orders. So the situation in Australia is very worrying, and why Americans should be concerned and the rest of the world is because this is an experiment. They're seeing how much can they get away with. Australian people are very laid back. They've got this she'll be right attitude. And Aussies, you know, are not people that want to start a fight or pick a fight or generally protest. That's why they've chosen Australia as a place to push the button, to push how far can they get away with it before they start using this experiment on other countries such as the United States. So definitely United States, don't give up your guns, don't give up your rights, fight for your freedom. And can I say thank you to all of the people from the United States who are protesting in support of Aussies, in support of Australians. And we can see that from here. We can see the United States in the New York outside the Australian consulate. There are freedom protests, peaceful protests in support of the Australian population. Likewise in London, in Poland. And in fact, while I was arrested last week, while I was in the cell, the police station was actually overwhelmed and flooded by phone calls from the United States, from Canada, from Texas, from Poland, from United Kingdom, demanding the release of the Aussie Cossack as a political prisoner. So can I just say a huge thank you to all of those people out there that are protesting peacefully and applying, you know, very good strategic and peaceful political pressure on the dictatorship which is you know, unfolding in Australia, which is taking hold. Without your help, we're pretty much by ourselves here. It's a question of will we win? If we win, then I'm sure that the Americans and the British and the rest of the world will have a better chance. If we lose in Australia and if we capitulate to this new world order, well, it's gonna spread and it's gonna, you know, all I can say, as I say to many people, you're next.
Well, that's the perfect segue, because that's what I was going to ask, is what is next? What is next for you? You're a political prisoner in your home country. You're a second-class citizen if you don't get the vaccine. So what is next for Australia? What is next for the Aussie Cossack?
Well, for me personally, you know, I don't mind. I've signed up for this. It's the life I've chosen, and I'll continue fighting. We're looking at political solutions. We're teaming up with a very influential businessman and political personality with the name of Clive Palmer, and he backs a party called the United Australia Party, which Craig Kelly is in charge of, and we think we have a real good chance at the next election to make a difference. The people are not going to vote for Liberal Party or Labor Party anymore. The people are sick of the mainstream parties. The people want to break the backbone of this duopoly of these two major parties who basically have joined forces to vote in all sorts of laws and mandates against their own population. So in the political sense, we do have a very good chance, as long as the elections aren't rigged. And who knows? They might say because of COVID, there won't be any votes. There'll be electronic voting. And, you know, with the Identify and Disrupt Bill, the new surveillance bills, the laws that they've brought in, they can alter any information that's online. And I wouldn't be surprised if they altered the results of voting. In fact, in Australia for the last 10 years, we haven't elected a prime minister. We've had prime ministers that get sacked and resigned and through, you know, inner party intrigue. Within themselves, the politicians just appoint their own mates. For example, New South Wales at the moment, we've got a premier who's just stepped into power. He was not elected by the people. Gladys Berejiklian, the predecessor, she resigned on the back of corruption allegations, and they basically got together and appointed their own bloke. You know, 36 people voted for him. 36 people vote for a premier who's supposed to represent the whole state of New South Wales. Where is the democracy? I mean, if Vladimir Putin was doing this, or Alexander Lukashenko, you know, or Gaddafi, or North Korea was doing this, you know, the Australian government would point the finger and say, that's outrageous. How dare you do that? How dare you appoint your own leaders without having elections? Well, it's the pot calling the kettle black, and can I just add that Australia...
We are going to break here, but we salute you, folks. Follow him on YouTube, Aussie Cossack, patreon.com/AutreyCossack. We salute you, Simon. Keep up the good fight. You have our thoughts. You have our prayers. You have our support from the United States of America. Australia deserves...
A little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. That's basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well, DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months. It's back in stock, the highest quality PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer, and that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off, despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should. And for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Breaking over the next 24 hours. We'll have it all for you tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show, including more information on these flights being shut down. But I got all this news in front of me right here that I want to cover, and we also have Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. So let me do a news blitz here and just try to get all this news off my desk as we catapult into next week, where I think the story of the vaccine mandate walkouts is going to become undeniable. The mainstream media has been trying to deny it and cover it up, just like they were about the cargo ships waiting off coast. Now that's mainstream news. They have to admit it. Same thing's going to happen with these walkouts. And you're going to see just disastrous images coming from airports where Southwest Airlines and others are lying to their people or their customers, saying, oh, no, we're going to have your plane. We're going to have your plane. There's no walkout. There's nothing happening. And then more and more people are walking out. And they have no flights, so there's people stranded at airports, sleeping on the ground. It's just a total chaotic scene. We'll have more on that tomorrow. And maybe more on this, too. just because I have to drive through it right now. Judicial Watch, new FDA records show purchases of fetal organs, heads, and tissue for humanized mice project. So this came out actually last month, and I didn't see it until this month. But this is just wild stuff. And it's the same thing that they were saying they weren't doing, is buying or selling baby parts. Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're buying and selling baby parts. You want to know what the whole abortion thing is really about, folks? It's about selling baby parts. It's about population control, and it's about profit. Selling baby parts. Control the population, too many humans, kill your baby. And then there's a nice satanic energy of killing your offspring, too. And then they sell the baby parts. Nice. That's why they're so mad at the Texas abortion law, too. Because, hey, you know, that baby could grow into a perfectly sellable fetus. That could grow into a perfectly sellable baby skull. I mean, they have it all in here. An intact calvanium, a baby skull, 8 to 24 weeks, sells for $515. Hell yeah, baby. Buying up those babies we chopped up. Woo-hoo-hoo! We're chopping up babies and selling them for profit, baby. Yeah! That's what we do. That's what we like. Oh, abort that baby. Oh, yeah, it's all about female empowerment. Yes, kill your kid.
Forsake it as we sell the body parts for profit.
Oh, that's a nice baby you got there. Tell you what. You know there's too many people on this planet, right? Yeah, I think you ought to let me chop it up. Yeah, you don't want to deal with the burden of that child, do you now, little girlie? No, you don't. So let me just purge you of that little inconvenience we call a baby there. We don't want that baby causing climate change now, do we? Think about you. You could be free the rest of your life. Free of that petulant child. That pesky nuisance you call a baby. Let me go ahead and chop it up for you. We'll chop it up. We'll put it on the meat block. Chop off a leg. Chop off a head. Maybe the liver's ready to sell. We'll sell your baby for a nice profit. And you'll be free of that pesky nuisance called a child. Yeah, that's what abortion's really all about.
Yeah! Fauci spent more than $61 million funding research with aborted baby parts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah! I'm not just selling those baby parts for profit. I'm giving it over to mad scientists like Anthony Fauci. Yeah.
Sick. Just absolutely sick. By the way, new numbers out of England. And it's the same thing we've seen everywhere. 70% of COVID and or Delta deaths, 70% are fully vaccinated. 70% are fully vaccinated. And it's the vaccinated people that are causing the spread of the vaccine variant to the unvaccinated people and killing them too. So the vaccinated people are killing themselves and others. And that's why people are shutting down this vaccine program. Nordic countries are restricting the use of Moderna's COVID vaccine. Here's why. It's killing people. Fauci warns vaccinated people to wear masks outside this winter. Because, you know, the vaccine doesn't work. That old bag. Joy Behar, who is maybe the dumbest person on TV, she's highly competitive for that title. Joy Behar says black people shouldn't be scared of the COVID vaccine anymore because white people were the experiment. And so she thinks she's so genius. By the way, this is the same Joy Behar that did blackface, but I'll come to that in a second. She thinks she's so genius because I guess Joy Behar can read and maybe talk enough to be on TV and talk to black people. And they say, yeah, haven't you heard of the Tuskegee experiment? I'm not getting an experimental vaccine. And so Joy Behar thinks she's a genius. She says, oh, it's white people getting tested with the vaccine because it's white people that are getting the vaccine. So she's like, look, it's mostly white people that are taking the vaccine and everybody's fine. So we tested it on white people. But they didn't say they were testing it. They just rolled it out. They didn't say, oh, we're testing this vaccine. But Joy Behar, without even realizing it, admits that the vaccine is an experiment. She's not the brightest person. And so, of course, her cast, oh, a fully vaccinated cast, vaxxed up the wazoo, to quote Behar. Oh, and they still got COVID. And then, oh, wait, oh, they didn't get COVID. It was a false test. Oh, nobody knows. And I found this funny tying it into Joy Behar. Just the nonsense of the loony left, the Looney Tunes left. 3 weeks ago, my professor played a blackface video without any warning or discussion. Oh, my gosh. Oh, so traumatizing. In the weeks since, my university has struggled to respond. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? What's this? He showed blackface on the screen. Oh, God. Was it Joy Behar? Was it Justin Trudeau? Was it Ralph Northam? I'm not sure, because I see them on TV all the time. And I don't see the public outrage. But I digress. Australian MP unleashes on government for trying to silence him when mentioning ivermectin. No, Big Pharma runs the planet. They chop up babies. They sell up the body parts. They experiment with vaccines worldwide. And they don't want ivermectin out there because then they don't have their emergency use authorization for these experimental vaccines when there's a perfectly viable treatment, ivermectin and many other things available. That's the criminal endeavor on that front. But again, Fauci's being fully rejected. So they put out a Fauci documentary, which is just really a comedy piece, if you can stomach it. You have to look at it as just unintentional humor. But you go to all the online sources for it, like YouTube and others, and it's getting, I mean, just on this graphic here, 92,000 dislikes, only 7,000 likes. So the man is severely unpopular. And then you had the... And then you had the Rotten Tomatoes, which is it's the worst movie review website ever, but for whatever reason, it's the most popular, I guess, or so they say. Oh, it's up to 98,000 dislikes. Let's get that to 100,000 just for fun. It'll be there by tomorrow. Oh, but Rotten Tomatoes won't let the audience review the Fauci documentary. Isn't that funny? They won't let the audience review. Boy, I wonder why that could be. Anyone want to take a guess? Anybody in the class? Bueller, want to take a guess? Yeah, because all the reviews came in of F. Fauci, and so they had to ban all the reviews. By the way, remember, the school shooter from last week got released on bail less than 24 hours after he shot 4 people, and he was released on bail, but yet there's still political prisoners being held without bail in this country. And there are still people being treated much worse than a shooter. And they say, oh, he was bullied. He got robbed. Okay, that may be true. Maybe his high school experience was brutal, and that's really sad to hear. But he shot 4 people, right? Right. And we just released him on bail. That's how racist America is. But, hey, nobody gets to know about the police officer that got shot and killed on his day. Dylan Harrison, first day on the job as a police officer, shot and killed, leaves behind a wife and 6-month-old baby. And you won't hear his name in the news, a real hero. We'll be right
back. Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking 3 products every single day. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Also, X2, deep earth crystal iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, down and out sleep aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Right into the power structure here at InfoWars, because we're mobilizing populace around the world, not just the United States, to recognize the cause of the disease, the cause of the moral decay, the cause of the mental illness, the cause of the collapsing borders and the poverty and the devaluation of the currency and drag queen story time and California passing a law that you can't have a boys and girls section. They're attacking the basic biology of children. They're attacking the basic biology of humans. This isn't just some globalist operation that wants to depopulate the earth so that we, quote, don't burn through resources. This is a satanic system, a scientific tyranny that wants to play God, that wants to make humans commodities, right out of Philip K. Dick's through Android's Dream of Electric Sheep, which was then turned into, of course, the film Blade Runner. More human than human, but it's not human. It's anti-Christ. It's anti-God. It's anti the natural order of humans and all of our generations going back over thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It is the direct attack on free will, and it is the system now rolling out their animal-human hybrid clones and their new humanoid systems that they're developing and openly announcing on the news, that they're going to say don't just have rights, but they're going to say are endowed by their creator with even more rights than we have, because the trans is the superior. Everyone must bow and make way, not just for the electric car, or not just for the low-flush toilet. That's all just getting your acquiescence with something that sounds reasonable. No, you must bow and hand your sons over to be chemically castrated. You must hand your daughters over to the system to be properly formed into the globalist paradigm. And so we can talk all day about the symptoms, but striking at the core, globalism, what the major corporations are setting up, and the fact that where they want to take us is forced depopulation, and that now we're here with the medical ID, with the world ID, with the carbon tax, with the announcements of corporate rule. Yes, there's a lot of really positive articles and a lot of big developments out there that are good, but people are still fighting back against what they instinctively know to be taking their rights and oppressing them. Instead of pointing out that globalism is about corporate fascism by the governments, working with the corporations who actually put the politicians into the government. And so we try to change the governments, and we try to, you know, blame the puppets, which is important. But it's more importantly to understand who is installing these puppets and who is controlling these puppets, or we have no future. And I know all of you are not disagreeing with me right now. What I'm saying is totally common sense. You get it. It's why you tune into this broadcast, because you're not just listeners. You're not just an audience. You are activists. You understand what's happening. You're pro-human. And so now, how do we get our senators and our congressmen and women and our state reps and others, how do we get them to join us in this fight? How do we get them to identify the fact that we're in a war? Because if we cannot identify the fact that we're in a war and know who runs that war and know who our enemies are and know what their goals are, and all we do is fight the symptoms of the disease, we're doomed. And that's why they want InfoWars off the air, because they understand we've got their number. We read the books they write. We read the white papers, and we're trying to get other people to get interested in how the world really works. The globalists are almost in complete control of the planet. They control the issuance of currency. They're putting out their GMO crops. They're putting out their GMO animals. They're putting out their GMO chimeras. And they are establishing a system where they're openly saying that their abominations, that their creations are more human than human, that their creations are better than us. That's why they'll move heaven and earth for a, quote, man who now says he's a woman. That's why they'll try to order female nurses to do gynecological examinations on men and say that a penis is a cervix. Because if they could make you accept that, they can make you accept anything they want, including a so-called vaccine that's not a vaccine, a so-called approved vaccine that wasn't approved. And a vaccine, if you go to InfoWars.com, we have the illustrations from John Hopkins with their own data admitting that the highest hospitalizations, the highest illnesses, the highest deaths in the world are in all the countries that have done the highest levels of these injections. So it's the same cult of a man is a woman is a man, up is down is up, and these shots are good for you. CNN had a headline on Friday. Oh, the shots don't work, but it's okay. There'll be new boosters that will. Then the Israeli study said that they make you sicker and do nothing but make you more susceptible to other viruses. This is evil hidden in plain view, and the general public just cannot believe and get their minds around the fact that it's actually happening. And we're here walking people through historically how it's happened before, and now a high-tech version of it is happening today. And that's why it's so important that all you realize that you are the hope of humanity, God working through you. And if you don't share these articles and the videos, if you don't support the local stations, if you don't tell strangers and neighbors and coworkers and friends and family that the truth lives and that we're under attack and that it's a great reset, corporate planetary takeover, a new type of war, we don't have a future. And our children don't have a future. It's going to become more evident in the months and years to come that this is the reality. And you can decide now to get ready and be a leader in this fight, or you can decide to keep your head down and hope they pass over you. But I'll assure you, God's watching. And I wouldn't want to be somebody that's awake to all this who doesn't take action against it. And I sure wouldn't want to be those that know what's really going on and choose to join the enemy. Because that is the ultimate sin. To know God's real, to know the devil's real, and to willfully decide to join this spirit of destruction, the spirit of anti-human animus, that's launching these attacks. So, to the political prisoner we had on today and to everybody else that makes this broadcast possible, we salute you all. The SOS that we've all heard from Australia is an SOS from the world. It's an SOS from humanity to other humans for us to come together and organize against this evil. Sunday Live is coming up here in just a few minutes. I want to thank the crew for the amazing job. I'm going to hand the baton back to Owen Stroyer. And Lord willing, we'll see you back tomorrow as well at 8 a.m. with American Journal. 11 a.m. with the Alex Jones Show, 3 p.m. with the War Room with Owen Stroyer, and more. And never forget, if you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. We are in a war. Identifying that war is key. Now let's get out there and identify the war so people know what's hitting them during this great reset and the shortages that are coming.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Let me finish up the Alex Jones transmission on this Sunday with a couple news headlines, and then Harrison Smith hosting Sunday Night Live. This just shows you, first of all, the immaturity of an individual like Jim Acosta, but also the cult mind think of this political group. Jim Acosta whines at Andrew Yang for going on bad person Tucker Carlson show. And that just says he's a bad person, Tucker Carlson. I don't know anything about Tucker Carlson that would deem him a bad person. But see, Andrew Yang left the Democrat Party, so that angers the cult. When you leave the cult gets mad. And so Yang left the Democrat Party cult, and now Jim Acosta is seething about it. The Democrats are seething about it because they're in a cult. They're now admitting what InfoWars actually reported years ago. Adam Schiff claims Robert Mueller suffering from heartbreaking cognitive decline. No, folks, he was already like that. That's why Mueller was like the president of the Democrat Party at the outset of the Trump presidency, just like Biden was or is the president now. They chose a doddering old fool that doesn't have his mental capacities or faculties to be their leader because it's the easiest puppet. It's the Manchurian candidate. So it was Mueller then, it's Biden now, but now they're admitting that Mueller was suffering from cognitive decline the whole time. Oh, they didn't want to tell you at the time, though. But now they admit it. Other news you're probably not hearing about. Mexican cartel fires upon U.S. National Guard with machine guns from across the border. Yeah, machine gun fire into the U.S. from the Mexican cartel. But the border's fine. Nothing to see here. Kamala Harris is in charge. Illegal immigrant trafficker warns Americans, we're leaving from Tapachula. We are ready for war. Well, yeah, the war's already on against America. Biden has launched it. He's running the whole show. He called for the invasion. MSNBC airs TikToks of illegal immigrants. MSNBC airs videos of illegal immigrants and human smugglers bragging about how they were crossing the U.S. border. Yeah, it's all a big joke. It's all a game. There is no border. America is run by criminals, and so criminals are pouring over the southern border right now. Berlin police investigating Havana syndrome cases at U.S. Embassy. So that phenomenon continues. And the left wants your kids to be strippers. Kids pull too. Yes. Pull sport competitions for ages 6 and up and 7 to 12. Give your little girl a chance to dance like a stripper. So that's nice. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith coming up at Sunday Night Live. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com. We have big specials going right now. Top-rated, top-selling supplements like BrainForce Ultra, Down and Out, Winter Sun Plus, Survival Shield X2, Ultra 12, Knockout Sleep Support, Greens Fiber Caps, DNA Force Plus, Living Defense Plus, Super Male and Super Female Vitality, all of that and more on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And the reviews are starting to pour in. COVIDland, 5-star reviews are pouring in. COVIDland, the documentary, the part one in a film documentary film series at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your DVD copy. They'll ban it off the internet. You won't be able to share it. So have the DVD copy that you can get exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com to spread the word.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.